You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We're now going to turn our attention towards how we handle our recycling labelling in New Zealand. At the moment, how we're handling waste is becoming increasingly important, and our current waste system is not equipped to effectively recycle all of the packaging that we find on the shelves of our supermarkets. In light of this, Neve Perrin started the petition Thumbs Up New Zealand, calling for the government to introduce new, simple and compulsory labelling on all food and drink packaging, indicating whether the packaging is recyclable in New Zealand and made from recycled material. She wants the packaging that is 100% recyclable in New Zealand and made entirely from recycled materials to have a label with two green thumbs up on it. Products which are 100% recyclable in New Zealand but not made from recycled materials to have one horizontal yellow thumb, and products that are not recyclable here to have two red thumbs down. To find out more about the petition, why she wants this to change, I spoke to Neve and began by asking her, what exactly is this petition?
It's a call to government asking for them to introduce new, simple and compulsory labelling on all food and drink products, indicating whether it's made of recycled material and can actually be recycled here in New Zealand. Because currently there's absolutely no symbol that actually represents that. So it's kind of impossible for anyone to do the right thing, which is pretty problematic. It just shouldn't be hard. So that's what Thumbs Up New Zealand's about, which is why I think 42,000 people have signed, because we do want to do better. We don't want to be in a smelly situation.
Mm. What drove you to start this petition?
I went to the supermarket one day and tried to do a good shop, but obviously walked out and realised I had done a really bad shop. I went back and I started Googling, and I realised that like everything that I thought I was following was wrong, and that there was like 53 different district councils with 53 different waste strategies, which made it really, really difficult for any packaging companies to be creating packaging that was actually good for our waste structure. And then it also spiralling, and I was like, oh gosh, we just need to come at the system in a completely different way, and we need to simplify it, and we just need to make it transparent. So that's what Thumbs Up was about.
Cool. Noticed that obviously it's two thumbs up, and one of them is in regards to packaging being 100% recyclable in New Zealand. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
We need to start taking responsibility for our waste, and Wastemans have actually collected all data from all 53 district councils, because all 53 district councils have different waste strategies. So what we need to do is to unify our system so that we know, you know, what can be recycled here in New Zealand, so that we can actually have the thumbs existing on our packaging, and then we can all start doing the right thing and actually develop our own, you know, closed loop system, which is really, really important, because we really need to reduce our waste, and then we can recycle and compost, and, you know, there's so many means to start doing better. But until we actually simplify and actually create a unified system and actually have direction for consumers, business and waste, like waste management as well needs a thumbs, because, you know, the tiny, teeny tiny, like, resin identification code on plastics? Well, people that are sorting the waste, that's what they're having to recognise on a conveyor belt going quickly past them at the same time. So if we can't find it in the supermarket, how on earth are they supposed to be able to find it and figure it out within a really short time frame? So the labels stop us from contaminating our bins, but if there was any contamination, it would make it more obvious to pluck it out. So then we could actually increase our yield, which is important if we're going to actually start reducing our waste, which is kind of the key.
For sure.
Yeah.
What's misleading about that triangle symbol?
It just means that somewhere, someplace in the world, there's the facilities to recycle it, but not necessarily here in New Zealand. So if you put something in your recycling bin with that little recycling triangle, depending on which district council you're in, you could actually be contaminating your bin. And if enough people do that by mistake, then that actually contaminates the entire truck, and that all ends up going to landfill, all those recyclables.
Wow.
I think it's pretty unfair, because people are trying to do the right thing and they don't have the tools to do the right thing, and that's why we need Thumbs Up New Zealand.
What's the reception been like with the petition? Has there been anyone who's been against the idea?
No, not yet. I mean, government are yet to engage with the idea, which is interesting, but I don't think that that's a hold up because it's still kind of pretty early in the process. The petition actually hasn't been delivered yet. But it's been really incredible. I mean, the World Wildlife Fund have written an official letter of support, which was pretty crazy. I've had seven councils and six mayors pledge their allegiance, which is really, really important when you're talking about unifying a waste system, because they're our current greatest stakeholders in the waste system. So if they're saying that they're willing to cooperate and implement Thumbs Up, then that's the way forward, you know, that's how you unify it. The school strikers have just written an official letter of support asking government to really take notice, which is really huge because, you know, obviously they represent 180,000 people. So far the petition has 42,000 signatures, so that's like massive on the scheme of New Zealand petitions, which I didn't know actually because this is my first petition. But, you know, that's pretty big. It seems to be something that everyone wants. So now we just have to action it.
How long do you think it will take for us to actually standardise this process of the thumbs ups?
I think there's a few ways to approach the labels. And obviously I want to work with policymakers to make sure that it's in no way like a flawed system. And I also want to make sure that we're doing like the best by our environment and wildlife by it. But there are many ways to approach it. I mean, labels, or, you know, every food and drink item already has to have a label on it. So is it just a matter of, like, having a time frame that within a certain time frame, the labels, this little symbol has to be introduced? You know, there's ways to go about it so that you are not creating excess packaging and you're also not creating, like, a huge cost. If that makes sense, and I think that's really important because you can't have a petition about waste creating more waste. But I mean, it could happen in months. It's not actually a hard process because we've got all the data, so we just need to create the policy, and then everyone can start making it happen. And I'm pretty sure everyone seems pretty ready for it. You know, they really want to know. Like, businesses want to know how to package sustainably for New Zealand. It's pretty unfair that they don't have that information because we don't have a unified waste strategy when we can. And we can because, like, all the mayors and councils want this, you know. The people want this. The businesses want this. Like, all we need is policy. So it's pretty cool because it's just, like, so tangible.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.